Our next item is Sports at the Beach, conditional use number 1421, revised site plan on Route 9.
This is a revised site plan for two new ball fields. There's currently 16 fields on the site. It also contains accessory structures. The proposed ball fields are located within an airport approach zone. I've provided each of you a copy of the site plan. The office was questioning whether an amended conditional use application would be required. We provided the county airport with a copy of the site plan. Today I received an email. It was a letter addressed to the commission. I'll just pass that down for your review. We understand that Sports at the Beach is proposing to install two youth baseball fields in an area currently designated on the approved airport layout plan as future runway protection zone for runway 22 at the county airport. The runway protection zone is an area off the runway end to enhance the protection of people and property on the ground. The FAA has established policy for protecting public interest in the national airport system. To implement this policy, the FAA studied existing and proposed objects and activities both off and on public use airports, not only with respect to the effect on the safe and efficient use of the airport, but also with regard to the potential impacts to the safety of person and property on the ground. Policy has established that the area of public assembly or congregation of persons are deemed to be an incompatible land use within an RPZ. Please be mindful that places of public assembly or congregation of people need not be obstructions to air navigation as defined under their regulations to consider them an incompatible land use. The county, as the obligated airport sponsor, has signed and is bound by the terms of the master agreement, specifically grant assurance number 21 on compatible land use. This states that the sponsor is to take appropriate action to the extent reasonable, including adoption of zoning laws, to restrict the use of land adjacent to or in the immediate vicinity of the airport to activities and purposes compatible with normal airport operations. Therefore, the commission should work against the establishment of incompatible land uses in and around the vicinity that conflict with FAA's planning and design standards. And there's a contact person for if you had further questions. Mr. Hicken from the airport is here if you would have any questions. Me, I would say the letter saying they don't want the ball fields in that approach zone.
That would appear to be what it says.
And I guess to add to what Mr. Abbott has said, his initial remarks was that the staff's questioning if an amended conditional use application would be required. It seems to me that if there's any doubt about what the FAA is saying in the letter that Mr. Abbott said, that there should be a hearing so that a record could be established whether that's incompatible with, you know, the FAA's requirements, their specific land use. You know, and I think that would be in order. You know, again, if there's any doubt in anybody's minds about what this is saying.
So there could be an application for change in conditional use, but the outcome might still be the same, that the opposition by the FAA and the county's agreement to operate within those guidelines would preclude us from approving it anyhow.
That could be the case, yeah, at the end of the hearing.
But it would give the applicant an opportunity to present their case as to why they should be allowed to proceed.
Right. You know, I think it gives two things. The FAA and the county airport could perhaps expand upon this letter if need be, and that the applicant could then address this letter and maybe show where it's not applicable to their uses if they can carry that burden.
So while the commission may or may not be favorable to approving this, it would behoove us to have a conditional use application for us to proceed further.
That's certainly one alternative. That's right. I guess stated another way, if I was the applicant, I'd want an opportunity to address this letter, and the way to do that's through a hearing.
I'm thinking that a lot of useful information could come out of that process too. I'd be interested to know what the limits of the FAA's authority actually is, and I'd also be interested to know what the geographical limit what they believe to be their geographical limit of their authority in terms of other uses in the area too, because this can have some real, you know, significance for virtually anything going on within whatever they determine the runway protection zone to be.
Now, I think on the plan it shows the shaded area being a part of the, you know, the RPZ, but as Mr. Hicken can explain, it's kind of a conical thing that goes out, you know, so based on my limited knowledge of it, but anyway, so yeah. And the restrictions are different, you know, depending on where you are in that expanding zone.
What uses would be compatible? I mean, they don't state, they say this maybe is not, but they don't state what would be.
Yeah, I'm not prepared, sitting right here today, FAA says. Mr. Hicken could perhaps, if we need to now, or if the public hearing's appropriate, that'd be something that would develop.
I'm thinking that just to keep from having to do it all twice, you know, that if that's the way it looks like it's going to go, then let's just save it all for the public hearing. That might be the safest thing to do. But certainly, and in fairness to Mr. Hicken, he is an employee of the county. He's not an employee of the FAA. I mean, I don't expect him to speak for them. I mean, they're going to have to make their case.
Well, and that's true. However, to the extent that the counties agree to those FAA requirements as part of its funding and that type of thing, Mr. Hicken may be in a position to speak to
it. Well, I'm sure he's in a position to speak. I'm sure he's in a position to speak to whatever the county, you know, interpreting whatever the agreement is. Right. My concern is it may be an undue burden to expect him to interpret the FAA's stuff. That really should be their job, I would think, but I guess we'll find out. Gentlemen, Mr. Hicken is here. If anyone wants to hear from him, or we can wait. I mean, I'm just thinking. It sounds like we're headed for a public hearing anyway.
Well, the shaded area already has a center fielder and a right fielder in trouble.
That's
true. And just so I'm clear on this, these fields were not on the original plan. Do we know if this runway protection zone was established and known at the time that this plan was approved?
I don't think it included the area that it includes now.
Okay. All right. That's the kind of thing that I think we...
Because the runway got longer?
The county's in the process of expanding those runways.
Which is why this changed?
Not sure on that.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to. There are at least two people here that have some information. We're not going to have a public hearing right now, but I think it'd be worth hearing from both parties. I'm going to ask Mr. Hicken if he would come up and tell us what he knows in 25 words or less, and then we're going to get to let Mr. Townsend have the same opportunity, and then we're going to stop. Okay, guys. We all know you, but you need to tell us who you are for the benefit of our patrons.
I don't think I've met everybody, but I'm Jim Hicken. I'm the Sussex County Airport Manager. The airport falls within the engineering department here on the staff. So.
Right.
You asked a question about when was the RPZ established. It was actually established in 2007 with our master plan, okay, and what we call our airport layout plan, which gets approved by the FAA,
right,
and then becomes a contract with them. As far as development plans and so on, but and the RPZ does have a definite shape to it. It's a two-dimensional area. It has nothing to do with height or anything.
Right.
It's all basically what you can do with it. As the letter says, it's there to protect people and things on the ground.
Sure.
Historically, most aircraft accidents happen during takeoff and landing, and this is kind of an area that, you know, statistically the FAA believes is, you know, a place for aircraft accidents and and that type of thing. And that's why they try to keep people out of it. It used to be called a clear zone, and you still hear people around here call it that, but that hasn't been the right term for 20 years. So I don't know why they still use it, but, you know, their intent is to clear everything out of there, you know, so that you do protect people and things. The FAA's first choice is for us to own the property. If that's not practicable, which is different from practical,
if you brought your checkbook, this man right over here might be willing to take care of that for you.
We've had some negotiations, and right now we don't own the property, so it's all the restrictions on, you know, no residences, schools, places of public assembly, fuel farms,
right,
that we owned it would be restrictions are now recommendations to Sports at the Beach because they own the property.
Okay.
As I said, it's there to protect people and things on the ground. It's kind of a hazardous area.
Has this area expanded in the time that it's been established? I mean, was
actually this is in our proposed RPZ for when we expand the runway capabilities. Not necessarily the length of the runway, but the capabilities of the runway.
Okay.
But because it's on our development plan, this ALP that I just mentioned, you know, we're required to protect that airspace and the property around it. We've planned that with a half a mile visibility approach, which is, you know, kind of the lowest that you can have for a runway like ours. And that RPZ is much bigger than the one that we've been using lately. We've backed off on what we'd like the capability of that runway to be, and that shrinks the RPZ a little bit. And give Sports at the Beach more area that, you know, we don't have to have these discussions about, and it backs off the limits of the RPZ. So we've compromised a little bit on, you know, what capability we're going to have at the airport, but, you know, our plan right now is for what we call this 3/4 mile visibility RPZ, which is what's kind of shown on that drawing.
That's not. Did you say that was proposed, or that's?
That is our. That is our proposed. The actual RPZ extends, I think, maybe half an acre into Sports at the Beach right now.
Okay.
So it affects them very little. But as I said, this is our contract with the FAA, and they take it very seriously.
But is it proposed or is it actual? Is what I'm trying to get at.
It's proposed.
It's proposed. Okay. So at what point does it become real, and what is the process for doing that?
When we increase the instrument approach capabilities of that runway,
right,
which, you know, within the next few years, we plan on doing that. It's on our plan. So, like I said, it's a contract with the FAA. It's just as good as being there now.
Is there any public process that they engage in when they establish these areas? Because there are certainly folks in this room who would see that as a taking.
Right.
It
may be. That's.
Yeah. Well, this is precisely what we were talking about earlier. This is far beyond the scope of this meeting, I guess, these issues are. But appreciate you enlightening us. Anybody have a question for Mr. Hicken before we let him go?
As I said, this was part of our master plan.
I understand.
That we did back in 2006, 2007, and there was a public hearing process along with that.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay, right. So there was a public hearing process.
At that time.
Okay.
I guess, just if we were to plan a public hearing to discuss this, is there a reason to delay that you would need time to get prepared for that, or is it something that we could do relatively?
They're going to have to get on the list anyway. He'll have plenty of time.
But we could push them up.
We could. But even if they give them preference, it'll take 2 or 3 months anyway, I would think.
Just with advertising.
Just to advertise it. So,
probably.
I mean, that would be adequate time.
Sure.
If you get ready. I mean, I suspect you're ready now. But
plenty of time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Spring is right. And you had asked a question about the other areas that the FAA is interested in, and you know, that's probably a good discussion for another time.
Actually,
as part of this.
Actually, I think it would be a good thing to for us to invite Mr. Hicken to come speak to us about this at some other Wednesday meeting as an informational item on the agenda. Make sense to you?
Sure.
Because that way we, because I'm not particularly familiar with it. I mean, I know what it is. I know they exist. I don't know where they are, how far they reach. Is it 360 degrees from the airport or what? You know?
It's 360 degrees. It goes out almost 5 miles, and it depends on what zone you're talking about. A lot of it has to do with height restrictions. But
is there a map or something that shows all this? Or
there is. Actually, DelDOT Planning is working on one, and
okay.
Their GIS guys
we might
do a good job with it.
Okay. Well, I think in anticipation of other issues, might not be a bad idea for us to educate ourselves a bit. So. All right, sir. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Townsend, if you would like to make a comment, we're going to allow you to do that. It's in the interest of fairness.
I'll be brief.
In the interest of time, I would just ask that you be brief.
I will be brief. Hi, Pete okay. Townsend, Sports at the Beach. I've had many a conversation with Mr. Hicken. Everything's been friendly. We've tried to work this out together.
He's a friendly guy.
Yes, he is. Last time I was in front of this committee, we had asked for an arena and additional fields and some other things that were granted. And it was either in 2005 or 2006, and they were granted. When the new group within the old group took over in 2007,
right.
We made plans in the fall of 2007 to build additional fields, of which were approved previously by this committee.
Right.
Mr. Hicken came to us and asked us if we would avoid this zone that he's talking about.
Right.
Because they were going to make, and they did make in the fall of that year, an offer to buy 8.2 acres. Mm-hmm. We avoided, we changed plans with Mark, and we did everything that we were asked to do.
Okay.
And somewhere between then and now, either the county didn't offer enough money or we got greedy, one or the other. But anyway, negotiations stopped. And once they stopped, and we were told pretty abruptly, I think, by Mr. Hicken and anybody else, that they were no longer interested in purchasing the property.
Mm-hmm.
We said, okay, then we were going to go ahead and proceed with what was already approved. See, in our opinion, what we're asking to do now has already been approved by this office twice, along with the motels that have not been addressed that were approved in 2003.
Right.
So now we have no, in all honesty, we have no intention of building the motels, but there is a possibility of leasing those to somebody because right. We can't afford to do those. But the fields, believe it or not, with the economy and everything else, we have a use for the fields. So our opinion is either, I mean, we feel like we're in a rock and a hard place here. Either if we can't build the fields, we understand. But if we can't build the fields, then we think the negotiations should restart. And at the end, we tried to make it as easy as we could. We said, we'll give you a 100-year lease. We'll give you payments. We'll do whatever you can if this is what you want to do. And when that stopped, we said, well, then we still have the ability and the room to build the fields. And in 2007, it cost us a little bit to move around. We already, because from the beginning, we were always allowed to put a parking lot in that area. And that changed, I think, in 2007, I think. But anyway, the parking lot, we'd already spent money to lay it all out and everything else, so it's an empty field. So that's our dilemma. We've cooperated with the county like you have with us for, you know, 7 or 8 years now. We want to continue to cooperate, but we want one or the other.
Well, I think everybody agrees that both Sports at the Beach and the airport are both valuable assets to the county, and we need to find a way to work this out that's
sure.
Fair and equitable to everybody. But
sure,
a lot of considerations. So thank you
okay.
for your comments.
Well, thanks for your time. I just wanted to clear up what happened
okay.
earlier.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. I would like for you to look into the ins and outs of this, when things were approved, when
okay.
how they happened, and what our what the ordinance says about what we can do about this or can't do about it, okay. and we'll await your report
okay.
at a future meeting, and then I think we'll need to take up the issue of whether or not we want
okay.
public hearing.
What's the proper procedure here? Table this or what?
I think you, well, since you're looking for legal opinion on that, you can just defer it like you have in the past.
Just defer it, okay.
Pending receipt of information from me about those issues.
Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, concerning sports at the beach, conditional use number 1421, revised site plan on Route 9, my motion is for a deferral to allow commission time for to receive legal advice from council and to give it further consideration.
Second that.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the sports at the beach conditional use number 1421 revised site plan on Route 9. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.